This is the New LifeSpring Family Audio Bible, episode 294, and my name is Steve Webb, your host. Today we're on track one, and we're going to read a very familiar passage of Scripture today about a young boy, a slingshot, and a giant. 1 Samuel chapter 17 is where we'll be. Our translation this week is the New English Translation. Let's begin. 1 Samuel chapter 17. The Philistines gathered their troops for battle. They assembled at Soko in Judah. They camped in Ephes-Damim between Soko and Azekah. Saul and the Israelite army assembled and camped in the valley of Elah, where they arranged their battle lines to fight against the Philistines. The Philistines were standing on one hill, and the Israelites on another hill, with a valley between them. Then a champion came out from the camp of the Philistines. His name was Goliath. He was from Gath. He was close to 7 feet tall. He had a bronze helmet on his head and was wearing scale body armor. The weight of his bronze body armor was 5,000 shekels. He had bronze shin guards on his legs, and a bronze javelin was slung over his shoulders. The shaft of his spear was like a weaver's beam, and the iron point of his spear weighed 600 shekels. His shield bearer was walking before him. Goliath stood and called to Israelites' troops. "Why do you come out to prepare for battle? Am I not the Philistine, and are you not the servants of Saul? Choose for yourselves a man so he may come down to me. If he is able to fight with me and strike me down, we will become your servants. But if I prevail against him and strike him down, you will become our servants and will serve us." Then the Philistine said, "I defy Israel's troops this day. Give me a man so we can fight each other." When Saul and all the Israelites heard these words of the Philistine, they were upset and very afraid. Now David was the son of this Ephrathite named Jesse from Bethlehem in Judah. He had 8 sons, and in Saul's days he was old and well advanced in years. Jesse's 3 oldest sons had followed Saul to war. The names of the 3 sons who went to war were Eliab, his firstborn, Abinadab, the 2nd oldest, and Shammah, the 3rd oldest. Now David was the youngest. While the 3 oldest sons followed Saul, David was going back and forth from Saul in order to care for his father's sheep in Bethlehem. Meanwhile, for 40 days, the Philistine approached every morning and evening and took his position. Jesse said to his son David, "Take your brothers this ephah of roasted grain and these 10 loaves of bread. Go quickly to the camp to your brothers. Also, take these 10 portions of cheese to their commanding officer. Find out how your brothers are doing and bring back their pledge that they received the goods." They're with Saul and the whole Israelite army in the valley of Elah, fighting with the Philistines. So David got up early in the morning and entrusted the flock to someone else who would watch over it. After loading up, he went just as Jesse had instructed him. He arrived at the camp as the army was going out to the battle lines, shouting its battle cry. Israel and the Philistines drew up their battle lines opposite one another. After David had entrusted his cargo to the care of the supply officer, he ran to the battlefront. When he arrived, he asked his brothers how they were doing. As he was speaking with them, the champion named Goliath, the Philistine from Gath, was coming up from the battle lines of the Philistines. He spoke the way he usually did, and David heard it. When all the men of Israel saw this man, they retreated from his presence and were very afraid. The men of Israel said, "Have you seen this man who's coming up? He does so to defy Israel. But the king will make the man who can strike him down very wealthy. He will give him his daughter in marriage, and he will make his father's house exempt from tax obligations in Israel." David asked the men who were standing near him, "What will be done for the man who strikes down this Philistine and frees Israel from this humiliation? For who is this uncircumcised Philistine that defies the armies of the living God?" The soldiers told him what had been promised, saying, "This is what will be done for the man who can strike him down." When David's oldest brother Eliab heard him speaking to the men, he became angry with David and said, "Why have you come down here? To whom did you entrust those few sheep in the desert? I am familiar with your pride and deceit. You have come down here to watch the battle." David replied, "What have I done now? Can't I say anything?" Then he turned from those who were nearby to someone else and asked the same question, but they gave him the same answer as before. When David's words were overheard and reported to Saul, he called for him. David said to Saul, "Don't let anyone be discouraged. Your servant will go and fight this Philistine." But Saul replied to David, "You aren't able to go against this Philistine and fight him. You're just a boy. He has been a warrior from his youth." David replied to Saul, "Your servant has been a shepherd for his father's flock. Whenever a lion or bear would come and carry off a sheep from the flock, I would go out after it, strike it down, and rescue the sheep from its mouth. If it rose up against me, I would grab it by its jaw, strike it, and kill it. Your servant has struck down both the lion and the bear. This uncircumcised Philistine will be just like one of them, for he has defied the armies of the living God." David went on to say, "The Lord who delivered me from the lion and the bear will also deliver me from the hand of this Philistine." Then Saul said to David, "Go, the Lord will be with you." Then Saul clothed David with his own fighting attire and put a bronze helmet on his head. He also put body armor on him. David strapped on his sword over his fighting attire and tried to walk around, but he was not used to them. David said to Saul, "I can't walk in these things, for I'm not used to them." So David removed them. He took his staff in his hand, picked out 5 smooth stones from the stream, placed them in the pouch of his shepherd's bag, took his sling in hand, and approached the Philistine. The Philistine kept coming closer to David with a shield bearer walking in front of him. When the Philistine looked carefully at David, he despised him, for he was only a ruddy and handsome boy. The Philistine said to David, "Am I a dog that you're coming after me with sticks?" Then the Philistine cursed David by his gods. The Philistine said to David, "Come here to me so I can give your flesh to the birds of the sky and the wild animals of the field." But David said to the Philistine, "You were coming against me with sword and spear and javelin, but I am coming against you in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel's armies, whom you have defied. This very day the Lord will deliver you into my hand. I will strike you down and cut off your head. This day I will give the corpses of the Philistine army to the birds of the sky and the wild animals of the land. Then all the land will realize that Israel has a God, and all this assembly will know that it is not by sword or spear that the Lord saves. For the battle is the Lord's, and he will deliver you into our hand." The Philistine drew steadily closer to David to attack him, while David quickly ran toward the battle line to attack the Philistine. David reached his hand into the bag and took out a stone. He slung it, striking the Philistine on the forehead. The stone sank deeply into his forehead, and he fell down with his face to the ground. David prevailed over the Philistine with just the sling and the stone. He struck down the Philistine and killed him. David did not even have a sword in his hand. David ran and stood over the Philistine. He grabbed Goliath's sword, drew it from its sheath, killed him, and cut off his head with it. When the Philistines saw their champion was dead, they ran away. Then the men of Israel and Judah charged forward, shouting a battle cry. They chased the Philistines to the valley and to the very gates of Ekron. The Philistine corpses lay fallen along the Shearim road to Gath and Ekron. When the Israelites returned from their hot pursuit of the Philistines, they looted their camp. David took the head of the Philistine and brought it to Jerusalem, and he put Goliath's weapons in his tent. Now as Saul watched David going out to fight the Philistine, he asked Abner, the general in command of the army, "Whose son is this young man, Abner?" Abner replied, "As surely as you live, O king, I don't know." The king said, "Find out whose son this boy is." So when David returned from striking down the Philistine, Abner took him and brought him before Saul. He still had the head of the Philistine in his hand. Saul said to him, "Whose son are you, young man?" David replied, "I am the son of your servant Jesse in Bethlehem." May God bless the reading of His Word. First, I want to say that the translation we read today disagrees with most other translations in regards to Goliath's height. In our translation today, the number given was, quote, "close to 7 feet tall," unquote. Most others say that it was 6 cubits and a span. So, what is a cubit and what is a span? Before mankind had agreed on standard lengths, they often used body parts to measure distances. Today, a foot is standardized at 12 inches. Back then, a foot was however long the measurer's foot was. A cubit was the length of a forearm. The average was about 18 inches, but it could be a little longer or a little shorter, depending on the size of the person. The span was the width from the end of the thumb to the end of the little finger when the fingers are extended or widened apart. You know, picture, you know, making your hand as big and wide as you can with all the fingers spread apart. That distance between the end of your thumb and the end of the little finger is about 9 inches. So a span is about a half a cubit. A cubit being 18 inches, half of that is 9, and that's what a span is, 9 inches, approximately. So, doing the math, Goliath was about 117 inches in height, or 9 feet 9 inches. And something that might have struck you as just a little bit strange about the story. At the end of the chapter, we're told that Saul asked his general, Abner, who this boy is. Well, at first, if you isolate the story, that seems like a reasonable question. But then, if we remember, if we take the context of what we've already read in previous chapters, Saul has already met David. David was the musician whose playing had calmed Saul when he was being tormented after God withdrew his spirit from him and afflicted him with an evil spirit or some sort of mental illness. And that is the key as to why Saul doesn't recognize David here on the battlefield. He has not been mentally and/or spiritually healthy. He hasn't been in his own mind. He's been confused. He's been tormented. And the last thing he expects is the young shepherd boy who was a skillful and talented musician to turn up on the battlefield with more courage than he and his entire army. So that explains that. Now, in terms of David's courage, that was not based on his own strength or skill. His courage was based on the assurance and knowledge that God had already delivered him from both a lion and a bear when he was tending his father's sheep. David knew that the taunting that Goliath had been doing was directed even more at God than at the Israelite army, and that God would give David the victory, if only to show that the God of Israel is alive and real. Well, this has been a long episode, so let's say see you later for the day. Sound good to you? Tomorrow's Friday. Excellent. Until then, may God bless you richly. I'm Steve Webb. Bye.